when one of the NFL's best fell to the turf almost 15 months ago at FedEx Field in Washington, D.C., fans and NFL analysts around the country feared the worst. Some voiced their opinions that Adrian Peterson's career might never be the same. Luckily, the Vikings running back made a historic recovery and made the Vikings starting lineup for week one of the 2012-2013 season. Peterson was able to put up a historic season statistically, falling just 9 yards short from the NFL single-season rushing record, making people wonder if the bar was raised for recovery and performance for future players coming back from a serious knee injury. Western New England University's athletic trainer, Aaron Cloutier, however, disagrees.
Adrian Peterson did, you know, set a high standard, but I don't believe that every athlete should strive to, you know, rush back at the rate that he did. Every injury is different. You know, every athlete is different. A lot of factors are going to come into play when you're talking about the recovery rate, if they had any prior injuries, what their conditioning level was at before getting injured.
Not rushing back to the field or court is the approach Chicago Bulls point guard Derrick Rose is currently taking. Rose tore his ACL in game one of the first round of last year's playoffs and is yet to return. The MVP has been recently criticized for his slow recovery and not wanting to rush back out onto the court to help his team. Orthopedic surgeon at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, Dr. Leonard Wagner, believes that Rose's slow recovery is due to a variety of reasons.
Part of all of this has to do with not only the development that he can work on, but also in actuality, how long does it take for this to really heal? Because when you do this type of operation, the most common and the gold standard would be to get bone to heal the bone with a ligament in between. And that's that has to do with really the healing of the bone. So you could think everything's great, but in actuality, there's not enough time for that particular thing to heal, which you don't have much control over. And so, although I've had people return to competitive sports in high school and in college at 5 months, 6 months, the earliest was 4 months, the end result of all that is, the thought is it really takes up to a year to get this actuality to heal.
Recently, there have been multiple serious knee injuries in major American sports, from Peterson and Rose to Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III and Boston Celtics point guard Rajon Rondo. And according to Dr. Wagner, as frequent as these injuries may seem, the multitude of all of them are more a fluke than anything else.
I think part of it is that the public becomes a little bit more tuned in, and these are high-profile players. And people have been tearing out their ACLs for a long time, and they've been having them fixed.
As these injuries may become more frequent, it's important to remember that everybody is different and reacts differently to injury. Even though Adrian Peterson is an example of a successful recovery from a major knee injury, he is not necessarily a template for players to model their rehabilitation after when trying to make a comeback. Again, Aaron Cloutier.
Yeah, it's tough to say that because every athlete is different. Nobody's going to heal exactly like, you know, somebody else. You know, you can have an ACL injury in one athlete and an ACL injury in another athlete, and they could be totally different.
Reporting from Western New England University for WAMC, I'm DJ Eberle.